All right, I don't know what I'm doing recording another show because I've been back from Montreal for like a couple of days, and it's nice to kind of be home. Nice to just be chilling in the house, just fucking doing some laundry, trying to figure out how to get a fucking blog thing going on my website, and just fucking around, you know, just having a chill day. And I was like, man, I should fucking... I've been listening to music today and just got some songs that I wanted to play. And I was like, man, I should fucking do another ham radio. But I have so much shit recorded from Montreal. Like, I don't know. It's going to end up being like 3 or 4 separate shows. And I can't even post one of them right now. My constant lament of my Libsyn account because I'm too fucking cheap to upgrade it to the super expensive mode that would give me a lot more space to post shit. So, what is it now? Like mid-July? Which I gotta mention, man, this has been the worst summer. Holy fuck. Montreal was pretty nice, but here in my hometown, absolutely insane. The day I got back, I was wearing my hoodie in the house, and I put on a second hoodie over it and wore long underwear to bed. I did that last night too, but it was only that first day that was real bad. And it's mid-July. Like, it doesn't get better than this. This is it. This is all we got. That's fucking ridiculous, man. Canada, it's like, it's totally absurd. Anyway, the point is, I won't be able to post this for ages. I'm way ahead of myself on shows, but fuck it. Who gives a fuck? Let's play some songs. So I was watching a documentary about thrash metal, and that was kind of the first kind of heavy metal that I got into when I was like 13 or something. I just assumed that heavy metal music was just literally unlistenable garbage, just loud noise. And it was actually kind of a shock to me when I started getting into Anthrax and Megadeth that they were real songs. They had verses, they had choruses, they had melodies, they were catchy. And yeah, I really kind of got into that shit. But even though the heavy hitter of the thrash metal scene, heavy hitter, was Metallica, huge, everyone loved Metallica, I never really knew much Metallica. You know, it's like I kind of had some of their stuff here and there. Everybody had the Black Album and fucking, I don't know, I remember like Battery, Master of Puppets, just a couple of songs here and there that people would like make from me on like mixtapes and shit. My friend Ray, for instance, I remember, tried to kind of get me into some of that stuff. And I just never felt it, never feeling the Metallica. But I went back on a big binge of mostly Anthrax, Megadeth, and some Metallica after watching this documentary. And I gotta admit, in some ways, Metallica really does hold up better. I mean, there's like my cheeseball 13-year-old self still likes Megadeth way, way better. But I'm starting to understand why Metallica was the band that broke out. So, I downloaded Master of Puppets, because I remember Conan O'Brien made a joke about it once. About how Master of Puppets is the best Metallica album. And who better to follow than Conan? Who better? So I was listening it through, and it's like not that many songs, and they're really, really long. And this one called Disposable Heroes stuck out to me in particular. This is a fucking cool song. And I gotta warn you, I'm playing another Metallica song after this that's also long as hell. So, you know, if you're not feeling the Metallica, maybe this ain't the best ever kickoff to a show of all time, but maybe you will feel the Metallica after this, huh? Maybe that's the point. Maybe you need a little Metallica injected to your fucking bloodstream. You can understand why all the fucking dirts were freaking out in 1986. Because this shit rocks a little bit. You know, I fucking pulled out my rock-o-manometer, turned that shit on. I got some readings. That's all I'm saying. This is Disposable Heroes, classic Metallica, here on I Have a Ham Radio. Fill the fields I see.
Down. He does the thing.
know, I just realized today that the backyard of my parents' house, it's like so overgrown. It's not extremely big, but it's really closed off kind of from the other houses. And so overgrown with like trees and stuff that it really kind of reminds me of, there are all these really cool little parks in, what do they call it? The Lower East Side of Manhattan, that are kind of there to keep you from going fucking crazy. But just like all these little sort of public parks that are little green spaces or whatever they call them, little gardens, public gardens, I guess, that are looked after by the locals. And I always thought that was really cool. They are really neat little places. And yeah, this backyard, just sort of hanging out back here, it's kind of like that. It's fucking, it's pretty cool. It's right outside the house. So, I wouldn't go so far as to say that I've, like, seen the light as far as Metallica goes or anything. Because, like, let's be honest, that song is a little fucking long, you know? Kind of keeps going and going. But there's a certain fucking coolness to it, too. So now I'm going to jump into the future. Well, still the past, but the future from that song. To Saint Anger, the 2003 Metallica album that was much maligned. Pretty much everyone seemed to think that it sucked dick. And maybe it's because I was never that into classic Metallica that much, but I always thought it got way too hard of a rap. I mean, I didn't really listen to it very much, but people complained that it has these really loud, abrasive drums, really just fucking, I don't know what the musical term is to describe them, but like just like bang, like right in your face drums. And in some ways the rest of the stuff kind of gets buried under these crazy ass drums, and if there's any interplay between the guitar and the bass, you really can't hear it. But I always thought that was kind of cool. I mean, it's almost like some fucked up Mad Max version of music, you know, like, or some just weird aboriginal version of metal, just like really primitive kind of fucking, just fucking rough and raw and basic. And yeah, I always thought that was kind of cool. It does sound not like anything else I can really think of, but I made everyone shit all over it, but I didn't think it was so bad. So here's a song from that album called Shoot Me Again. That was one of these things kind of in my slush pile of, like, I should play this on the show sometime, but I never did because it's, like, fucking 8 minutes long. And, you know, I didn't know if it was necessarily, you know, I wanted to throw the weight of my recommendation behind it. But now that I started getting back into this thrash shit lately, I'm like, yeah, fuck it, man. That song is cool. The evolution of thrash. You try to fucking make it turn into something else and everyone freaks out. So fuck them, fuck you Metallica nerds. Here's a song from Saint Anger, you can lick my balls because it's fucking cool. So, I'm kind of in a weird situation in some ways in life right now, where I moved back from New York, so I'm just staying at the spare room in my parents' house, and, you know, I'm in my late 20s, shouldn't really be living with my mom. But, you know, there's ways to justify it, like, you know, I just got home, fucking just want to relax for the summertime, soak up the precious fucking Canadian summer. And, well, the Montreal trip was a thing. I was like, why even get a job? Because, you know, I'll just have to quit anyway to get time off. Some people have tried to explain to me that jobs don't always work that way, that, you know, you can actually request time off, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, it would have just been some suck job, so fuck that. So now I'm in, back from Montreal, and that was my only real excuse not to get a job. I'm getting a little low on money. But I don't want to get just some shitty minimum wage job. I mean, it just seems like such a waste of time. Like, just the little bit of money that I would make, it's just not worth it, you know? And as for, like, a real career, I don't know. I can't really see that happening around here. I really need to move again, which I'm no doubt will eventually. But anyway, I don't know. It's probably not coincidence that every time I move to a new city, I get a girlfriend within, you know, not very long. Couple of months, 2 or 3 months, 3, 4, whatever, you know, not so bad. But here in the hometown, never. And I mean, I did live on my own here. I didn't always live with my mom, but that's got to be a part of it. I don't know, I'm just starting to sound pathetic here, this is retarded. But what I wanted to get to is, there is some insanely nice aspects to this. Like, my parents have this huge ass 3-story house, and just like today, nobody's home, just me in the big house. It's cold in there, unfortunately, but that's got this nice backyard where I'm hanging out right now that's like a fucking just like garden of awesome. And I've been walking around all day in long underwear. You know, long underwear is essentially like pajama bottoms. I didn't even put on real pants. Doesn't matter. Can walk around the house, do whatever I gotta do, do some computer shit, come outside here, hang out. Just goddamn relaxing is what it is. Anyway, I guess what I'm trying to say is I should get a job, but I don't want to. I had it in my head that maybe I should try to get a job working outside. That would be kind of cool, but I don't want to work, like, for the city, where they got to wear all their city shit and... I don't know. I don't know what I want. I guess what I'm going to do now, here's my new excuse not to get a job, is got to finish Keith Malley's stand-up DVD. So much work, way more work than it always seems to do that kind of stuff. Then go out to my parents' camp for the week and try to do some writing while it's still summer. Then I will reconsider my situation from there. So let's take this on a big turn from Metallica. Let's flip side it all the way to a completely different style of music. This is a miraculous day. I actually found on the newest Gym Class Heroes album, it's called The Quilt, I found a second song that I liked. This is this band I can never let go of, because I used to like them so much in, like, 2003. The Papercut Chronicles. Such a just perfect album for a perfect time in my life. Meaningful, you know? And it seemed so much more grown up than the rest of their shit. So much more dealing with, like, real stuff that was actually relevant to my life. And then we went opposite directions. I kept growing up and getting older, and that band keeps getting younger and stupider, like... Obviously, it was a good move, man. Fucking Cruelest Schoolchildren sold almost 500,000 copies. I wonder, like, when I was a teenager and I was listening to Alice in Chains and Pearl Jam and Stone Temple Pilots and Smashing Pumpkins, it seemed pretty rich to me at the time, as in, like, musically rich, significant, lots of cool stuff. But I look at, like, teenagers nowadays and just try to imagine myself being in a suburban bedroom and listening to these Gym Class Heroes albums, and it's like, ugh. This is fucking horse shit. Is this really what you guys listen to? Blah. Definitely the reactionary explanation made sense to me of, like, the grunge shit that I listened to was, like, a reaction to hair metal, largely, which was a step in the right direction, you ask me. But all this emo stuff, it's like, if the generation before you was, like, not saying that grunge was the hardest music ever, but we'll say punk rock. Say you're rebelling against punk. How do you rebel against punk? You rebel by crying and kissing other boys if you're a boy, you know? Like, you rebel by being a big pussy, because nothing is going to piss them off worse than that. So, sorry, kids of today. You just got caught in a bad time. You just got caught in the bad boomerang. Anyway, this song's called Come Clean. It's the very last song on this album. Like, I barely listen to this album, just because it sucks. Sucks balls. But today I was like, alright, let's throw it on one more time. Because that happened with the last Gym Class Heroes album. I initially just thought that Cruelest School Children was just horse shit from top to bottom, and then the more I listened to it, I ended up liking like 4 or 5 songs. So I was like, well, let's give this shit fucking new album another try, and up to two songs that I like. So this one's called Come Clean. Couldn't possibly have less to do with Metallica, except potentially that I never saw it, but I heard that that's some kind of monster documentary was about them crying and being emo bitches, so whatever. It's all connected. We're all part of the big fucking global network of connections, man, karma, what have you. No real way to save this fucking intro to this song and make it sound like I'm saying anything sensible, so let's just start it right now.
Listen, babe, I think it's time for me to come clean. I mean, I haven't been the most faithful, and I don't know how else to say this plain and simple. I've been cheating, believe me, this isn't easy, especially since you've been so good to me. The hardest thing I've ever done is telling you you're not the only one. Just understand this, you made a man out of ignorance, and like a boy, I toy with innocence. This double life's not worth living. I've given more to her, and I apologize. And it's all part of the game. It's just the same old thing with a different name. We can try and drown the pain, but we both swim too well to submerge ourselves. And I'm tired of the shame of being the fool too cool to maintain today. And all I need is time. Please forgive me, darling, the blame's all mine. And I come home to you with open arms and sin still present on my overcoat. The alcohol and stale cigarette smoke. I know you've been skeptical. I play it off like you're delusional. The fact is that I'm losing you, and I'm scared she doesn't want me the way I need her to. Know she doesn't want me the way I need her to. I'm pleading with the judge on my knees. God, please just make these charges go away. And it's all part of the game. It's just the same old thing with a different name. We can try and drown the pain, but we both swim too well to submerge ourselves. And I'm tired of the shame of being the fool too cool to maintain today. And all I need is time. Please forgive me, darling. Girl, I promise I'll do my best to impress the jury. Cause when the smoke settles and one of us falls to the dirt, it was worth all of the hurt. And if not, let's cut our losses. Cause you crossed the line thinking I choose you over music. That's just stupid. This whole situation's bogus, especially since I'm so focused. From beginning to the end, are we enemies or friends? Unfortunately, this is hopeless. Did my best to juggle both of you. Struggle, but I'm still here holding you. Time to man up, stand up, put your hands up if you understand what I'm going through. It's all part of the game. It's just the same old thing with a different name. We can try and drown the pain, but we both swim too well to submerge ourselves. And I'm tired of the shame of being the fool too cool to maintain today. And all I need is time. Please forgive me, darling, the blame's all mine.
Here's a song from a few weeks back that I found where I was really getting into. Well, kind of simultaneously, I just found a cool cover of Nothing Compares to You and a cool cover of... What the fuck is that song called? How Soon Is Now. So I went on this big spree on, like, Soulseek and just downloaded as many covers of both those songs as I could find. And... man, they just start to lose all meaning after a while. It's like, Jesus, you're like, you just lose your ability to comprehend what you're even hearing. And after sifting through all this shit, I pretty much found one that I liked. There's one cover of How Soon Is Now by a band called Quicksand that just kind of toughs it up. That is pretty cool, so let's listen to that song right now.
Cool.
You know, listening to that song just made me think of something else that, assuming I can find it, I'm sure I can, that I'll play. Way back when I was in Vancouver, I found this cover of that song Mad World, the Tears for Fears song, and then they did the little, so that was the 80s sort of dancey version, then they did the nice pretty piano version for Donnie Darko, and this was like the screamo version of this song, you know, just like punked out with crazy yelling. And this was back when I didn't have a computer. All I had was a little MP3 player that my friend Aaron bought off some crackhead, and then she decided she didn't want it, so I bought it off her. And I would just go to these little internet kiosks where you pay like a buck for 20 minutes of internet time and just download shit off LimeWire. And it's kind of like digital camping, you know, all this when you got a computer at home and an internet connection, you can just grab whatever you want anytime. But I was stuck with whatever was on my little 500 meg fucking SD card. It was that or nothing. So, you know, I kind of, whatever shit I put on there, I sort of learned to like. Not that I'm making excuses. I thought this song was pretty cool, but just remembering back to the weird narrowness of that time. The coolness of living without a computer for a while, to see what that's like, as opposed to the crippling nature of it also, of like all the things that aren't open to you, all the stuff you, anything you feel like you want to do creatively, it's you can't. Anyway, Evergreen Terrace, fucking Mad World, little punky, little screamy, little yelly, little fucking whatever.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily. Going nowhere, going nowhere. The tears are filling up their glasses. No expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams of which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, cause I find it hard to say. It's a very, very mad world. Mad world. Mad world. Mad world. Shut them waiting for the day they feel good. Nothing but day. Nothing but day. Let them feel the wind and every shout shine. Sing and listen. What's the story? I was very nervous. No one knew me. No one knew me. Relocation, tell me what's my lesson. Look right through me. Look right through me. And I find it kind of funny. I find it kind of sad. The dreams of which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, cause I find it hard to take. People run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world. Mad world. Mad
now let's finish this off with some Brazilian band called Brazilian Sabor. I think that means Brazilian flavor. Anyway, it's just a medley of Faith No More songs done on just a little acoustic style. And Faith No More is reformed now. They're touring around again. And this is especially neat if you are a big-time Faith No More fan like me and you know all of their various shit, you know, even after they stopped selling albums, because this is pretty neat. It spans a lot of stuff. And if you're not a Faith No More fan, I don't know, fuck you, why aren't you? Go to hell, you dick. Making me feel stupid. Anyway, here it is. Here's a little Brazilian acoustic medley. Finish off this impromptu program.